just got a text message.
Alright, so... Okay, are we getting the show on the road?
I don't know. You tell me.
Now then. Alright, so welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Wait. Let me stop this real quick, and we're going to read... Pausing for a moment, and... Five, starting.
So, let's try again.
Go.
Meow.
Welcome to...
I'm multitasking. I can play Modern Warfare 3 and podcast at the same time, son.
I bet you lie.
You could turn on somebody's... Turn on. Oh, she doesn't have an Xbox. I was going to say, turn it on, you'll see.
You don't have a PS3. You don't have the Xbox.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
We're watching Invader Zim.
Same difference. Anyway, let me quit out of this match.
All right. So while Greg quits out of the game.
Yes, do I want to quit this game? Welcome. All right.
Are you doing the introduction or I am doing the introduction?
I don't care. We'll both do it. 1, 2, 3, go.
Welcome to this week's podcast.
Question mark. Oh, man.
Higher voices, children.
Turn off system. Higher voices mean inflection of a question or something.
Okay, so welcome to this week's podcast, joined once again by Greg, Mandy, and myself, Salvador. Greg couldn't be with us here on this couch. He's out in Hendersonville because he drives a bus, a boat.
<That's> so different. They probably get the same gas mileage.
Yep.
Either way, it's still a pain in the ass, apparently.
I drive a boat, and it takes a lot of gas, and it's expensive, and fuck that thing.
I'm on a boat. You've got your own theme song, it's okay.
Like I said, like last podcast, the only benefit is if I hit anything but a train, I'll probably survive.
Yeah.
That old lady yesterday was driving a boat.
Her Did she seat die?
Unlocked, and her airbag went off, and her face was just chillaxing there.
Chillaxing. Well, did she die or not?
No, she was 87. She didn't die. Wishful thinking.
No. Whoa.
Well, she probably should have. She's 87, for Christ's sake.
No.
God, I'm a horrible person.
In case you guys didn't know, this is not your average family podcast, nor is it a family podcast in general. This was supposed to be a weekly podcast, but we tried last week, and through technical difficulties and allergies or something, it wasn't going to happen.
George's connection.
You're sneezing like 20 times during the podcast recording.
That's fine. At least I had a connection.
The funny thing was, I was at the game store.
And you couldn't have a solid connection.
Nope.
So with that being said, welcome to week 2 of podcast 2.
Yep, where we sit and talk about what little gaming news happened and then just everything game related.
Woohoo, games, yeah.
All right. And with that, we're done. Thanks,
guys. All right. She couldn't even mute her mic.
No.
There's a mute?
I hope so, with the money you paid for that thing.
Alright, so let's, like I said, it's slow news the past 2 weeks, so let's just get this over and done with and talk about some interesting stuff that actually... last week... Starting with stuff last week, Microsoft and Nintendo dropped the prices of their systems. Microsoft's being temporary price cuts, and Nintendo's Wii's actually being real.
Being permanent because the Wii U's being released in next month and nobody cares.
Lots of people care, they just, we don't.
Oh, the ones that matter.
Get it? Pun, we don't.
Oh!
You got jokes.
So, Wii's went down from $149 to $129. 360's had a $50 price drop from $300 to $250. And he's leaving. She's leaving. She lost her pen, so she got to get another pen. So, quick, let's talk bad about her while she's not paying attention.
What, does she need the pen to talk? Does that have, like, a mic built in or something?
I don't know. She's special. We all know this. So, yeah. If you guys haven't joined on this generation, go out and buy one this holiday season for cheap.
And speaking of new consoles and price drops and all that stuff, PS3 also released their new Ultra Super Slim, which is much smaller than their current Slim. So it has some pros and cons. Of course it is much smaller, although it looks absolutely dreadful in my opinion. I don't know why they went with the ridge top. It looks stupid. And then the top of it, the nice thing about it is, so if your PS3 dies, your games don't get lost inside forever, because the top of it is mechanical, strictly. So even if the thing bricks, you can still get your game out.
Yeah.
Brick.
They didn't do a price drop, which is weird.
They didn't, which I thought they would.
Yeah. I think they might not sell as many systems as the Wii and Microsoft with their price cuts. Just people hear price cuts and they're like, oh, let's go, it's on sale. Yeah. And she's gone again, ladies and gentlemen. Next thing, Call of Duty Elite this time around for Black Ops 2 is going to be free. It doesn't include the multiplayer map packs, which still offers all that fun jazz they did last year. If you want to buy the maps, they're going to sell the map packs and season passes separately. So,
As far as the stats go, I think it's the right decision. The stats should be free. Like Black Ops 1 did and Battlefield has done. Yeah, that's the way it should be. You shouldn't have to pay to get more in-depth stats, in Halo. My opinion.
Yeah,
and Halo.
Halo's been doing this for free for years.
Yeah. So, I agree with that decision.
About time they jumped on board.
Yep. Let's see. For collectors out there, BioShock Infinite, they announced two collector's editions. One that's just some extra stuff and one that's extra stuff with a big... figure of the songbird or statue. Also, Dead Island has a special edition that they want to do, and they're actually asking people to go onto their website, Deep Silver, and vote for what they want to see in it. So, for people that love that kind of stuff, check it out. This is some recent news for this week. G4, the geek/nerd-friendly TV channel,
is getting shittier. Woo!
Pretty much. They're canceling X-Play and Attack of the Show. They're too big. X-Play, their big gaming show. And then Attack of the Show was big, just nerd thing, tech and whatnot show. And they're both going to be done by the end of the year.
So, yeah, like back in the day before it was called G4 TV, it was actually called Tech TV and actually had a lot of tech stuff on there, and it was interesting for the most part. And since it became G4, it's just been getting crappier and worse pretty much every year. Like, they had, like, Cops and Cheaters on there 24/7 for a while, some Ninja Warrior, and then they threw on X-Play every now and then. So I used to like X-Play. Haven't watched it in a long time. But now that you're getting rid of X-Play and Attack of the Show, it's just getting worse than it already was, so I could foresee in the future that channel just getting canned altogether.
Well, they're completely redoing that channel.
Yeah, I love Ninja Warrior.
They're turning it into, like, story. Spike Jr., but worse. Spike TV, just a crappier version.
Yeah, well, pretty much, G4 as a mentor, gamers and stuff is pretty much done.
Yeah.
So one less place for everyone to get their news and whatnot.
Oh, well, that's what we have the internet for.
Yep.
Thank you, Al Gore.
God.
More news. Not really news, but interesting tidbit. Halo 4 is the most expensive game Microsoft has produced. I just found that interesting. You would have thought it would have been, I don't know, Connect Anything?
Fable the Journey.
Do you know how much they spent on that game yet? Have they released that?
No, all they've said is that it's the most expensive thing by far they've spent money on, which
obviously means a pretty penny, but
yeah, especially when it's Microsoft. When they say it's a lot of money, it's a lot of money.
Let's see if we can find out how much.
I'm checking right now on the article on GameSpot, but I don't see anything.
Yeah, I think the guy just said it's a lot of money. Which they better hope it pays off, but I know I'm not excited because it's looking more and more like Call of Duty to me.
Yeah, like Halo, the like, every time I get a new Halo, it becomes less of Halo and more of Call of Duty, which is sad because Halo was nice because it was fresh and different, and now it's just kind of blending into the other game types.
Yep. Let's see. And last interesting piece of news for this week. A copy of Air Raid for the Atari 2600 has turned up. It's one of the hardest games to find for the system. The last one sold for about $30,000. This one actually has box and manual, which apparently there's never been a copy of the game with the manual. So the family that found this game is expecting it to sell for a ridiculous amount. It's just a nice piece of gaming history.
Alright, so I think that about pretty much sums up gaming news for the last couple of weeks that we've not had our podcast. Like George said, it's been pretty slow. There's not really been a lot of game-breaking news.
Yeah, it's holiday time, so most companies are focused more on you buying their game than announcing anything new.
And yep.
Speaking of buying games, let's go on to what new this week. Let's see. We have Skylanders Giants, Medal of Honor Warfighter, Forza Horizon, Street Fighter Cross Tekken for the Vita, Zero Escape, Virtue's Last Reward, Killzone Trilogy, and Cabela's Hunting Expedition, and Cabela's Dangerous Hunt 2013.
There aren't going to be any presidents or anything like that playing the Cabela's, right? Sorry, just saying.
No, there's no vice president on
the I'm just saying that.
So, I know I haven't picked up any of that stuff this week, but the store does have a copy of Forza Horizon to play, and I've been playing the absolute hell out of it.
So it is fun.
Forza, like I said a few weeks back, Forza is definitely the best game in its genre, being racing simulation. Although when I play race games, I'm more into arcade, so I don't really get into it that much. It is a good game, though.
Well, I can. Moving on real quick to our next thing about what we've been playing this week. Forza Horizon, I can tell you, getting first started. It's very what's the word? It's kind of arcadey. It's sim style, but not as sim as Forza 4 was. Though you can go into it and turn on all the realistic stuff and make it just like Forza 4, where if you mess up your car, then you won't.
You're screwed.
Yeah. I have to say, for this studio's first try at this, and with the help of Turn 10, they've made one hell of an awesome game.
All right, well, what games have you guys been playing lately other than Forza?
Well, we did have a blast at the tourney this weekend. Well, I guess I wouldn't say tourney, but the little LAN party we had. Played some throwback Halo, Call of Duty 4, mixed it up a little bit.
God, I forgot that was this Sunday. Holy
yeah. Good times.
Actually, I had a blast.
I did. It was really fun. I liked it a lot, pwning some noobs at some Halo 3.
God, I fell asleep afterwards. Like, I'm tired. God,
I crashed.
Yeah, I crashed.
6 a.m. Well, okay, shall I say 4 a.m. in my case. Came a little too soon.
I went to Cookout and pigged out.
Go figure. You and Cookout.
Cookout. It's so delicious. For as big as this podcast is and all the listeners we have, they were giving me some free shit.
Worth it, really?
I wish.
Oh.
Maybe if we were, like, nationally syndicated and I gave them, like, ads on here and shit. That'd be amazing.
I remember. I'd rather eat at Cookout than I would McDonald's, that's for sure.
I'd rather eat at Cookout than a lot of places.
You know, that's what I want for dinner.
Let's see. What else? Let's see. I played Forza Horizon, which, like I said, is awesome. We land, so Halo 3, Call of Duty as well. What else? Oh, I started playing Pokemon Black. No, white version.
Pokemon?
Hell yeah, Pokemon.
Kids.
I'm like,
sorry. Bill Cosby rap just popped into my head.
Let's see. So there's been that, and Dead or Alive 5 and Counter-Strike GO again. So gotcha. I've been all over the place this week.
Interesting.
Didn't play much of the One Piece, but I did watch Josh playing One Piece. That game did actually look mildly intriguing.
It's like Dynasty Warriors plus One Piece, actually. It's actually really cool.
Is that pirate game he was playing?
Yeah.
Yes, it looked very intriguing. I was actually interested.
I took, at the LAN when he was playing over the other TV, I took a glimpse at it, and I was like, what the hell? Is this, Pirate Stretch Armstrong? I was like, what the fuck's going on?
That's a good way to describe it. I was intrigued.
It's anime, Greg. Just be glad there aren't tentacles.
Okay.
That one.
None of that hentai running around.
Yeah. No, that was not hentai. You good?
Yeah, I'm not really any... I've never been an anime fan myself, so I don't know the differences. I just see, weird shit. I'm like, okay, that's enough for me.
Hentai's the anime porn. We'll just go with that.
Gotcha.
Now you get the breakdown.
Yeah.
Okay, I got some new fat material for the week. Anyway, I've been playing... Actually, I just finished Sleeping Dogs last week. So I didn't do all the side missions. I probably did maybe a quarter to a third of them. But Sleeping Dogs is a really fun game. It took me about 15 to 17 hours to beat the story. So your mileage is going to vary on that depending on how many side missions you do. Has action and combat kind of like the Batman games with hand-to-hand. So really smooth. You fight on several guys. It's mainly based around countering attacks and doing combos. Wombo combo.
Wombo combo.
Oh, real quick, go to YouTube right now and type in wombo combo and watch that shit. You're welcome. Anyway. Sleeping Dogs, really fun game. It's like Asian GTA with Batman fighting style. So definitely recommend that. And I started playing Borderlands 2. Last week. I'm not very high. I'm level 13 with a couple characters. So Borderlands 2 is really fun. Better than the first one, in my opinion. Can't wait to actually play more of that game and get more into the story, but that's definitely fun.
Great.
Really good for...
Let you know that my level 12 Tapig will take you on in Borderlands 2.
I bet not.
Oh, yeah. He'll snort bacon at you because he's a fire pig.
Well, you know what? I love it. So, in your face.
Aww.
But yeah, Borderlands, it's okay by yourself. Definitely a multiplayer game. You definitely want to try to play with somebody else.
In other words, you're saying you don't have friends to play with.
I do, too. My mom says I'm handsome. Anyway, so yeah. Sleeping Dogs, Borderlands, good games. Check those out.
Yep. I'd have to say, definitely check out Forza Horizon for people who either like Burnout Paradise or Forza. It's a good blend. It's a great blend, and if you join car clubs, you can create a car club that all your friends can join, and you can share all the cars that you have in your car club's garage, and you can all use those cars as long as you're part of the car club. So I bought a Nissan GTR and kind of throw it in the car club for all my other guys who are like, yeah, I like these American cars.
America.
You're so cool.
Though I did buy a Shelby GT500 in there.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'd say definitely try out Forza Horizon.
Eleanor.
And you can't go wrong. Oh, Eleanor.
I knew what you're talking about.
I had to throw that in there.
60 seconds.
I love that movie.
Yeah, so that's on our backlog. What are we not necessarily planning, but what do we think we'll be playing here soon? I know I'm going to play more Forza Horizon, and next week is Assassin's Creed, so
next,
Assassin's Creed.
That is true. Next week is Assassin's Creed and new Need for Speed Most Wanted.
I want to try that.
Now, see, Need for Speed is really hit and miss for me. Some of them are great. Some of them completely suck. I think that the best Need for Speed series that they should focus on the most are Most Wanted, Hot Pursuit, and Underground. But it sounds like Need for Speed, Shift, I think it was, and there's another one. I think The Run were, really shitty.
I agree with Hot Pursuit. The Underground ones, I never played Most Wanted, so... But I really want to play this new one coming out, and I actually liked Shift, especially Shift 2 Unleashed, because they make you play in like first person, and it's really cool when you start like going really fast, how everything blurs. It's the most, this is so cheesy, realistic first person racing.
Did you play Blur, the racing game Blur?
Oh, you did. Mario Kart with real cars? That sucked.
Yeah, I played it, wasn't a fan.
See, didn't I like.
You just said Mario, or you said something, and then it blurs, and that popped into my head, and I was like, oh, I remember that game.
Yeah, it's like George said, it's like Mario Kart, but with real cars, but it's not a good mashup, wasn't a fan of it.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that really like it. I personally didn't, because since all the cars try to handle realistically, like, you know, in Forza or something,
mm-hmm.
whenever you're racing in Forza or a sim game like that, you're trying to focus on the racing.
Yeah.
Which is made even more ridiculous when you're, you know, getting, like, balls of lightning and mines thrown out of you. It just, you can't, I felt like you couldn't focus very well on it.
Yeah, no bueno. But yeah, like I was saying with Need for Speed series, I think out of all the ones I've played, Most Wanted is probably my favorite Need for Speed takeoff. It has
for me.
It has a variety of different races, and there's also, like, of course, the cops get involved, which I like. Any Need for Speed that has cops in it, that just adds to the fun.
And then
the cool thing about it is that you have really some pretty good in-depth car customization. And you can use the same car through the whole game if you want to keep customizing it and building up to it, so you don't have to, like, use certain cars that you wouldn't be interested in using.
Yeah, I know I liked Underground 2 because of the customization. Like, if I played Most Wanted, for sure I'd like it, but I really love the open city, being able to drive wherever the hell you wanted.
Yeah, that's how, in the first Most Wanted, that's how it was. You could do, like, open world and just drive, do whatever the hell you wanted to do, which was cool.
Yeah, I think they're doing the same thing in this one, and they're gonna, one of the cool things is all the cars are going to be available from the beginning. There's none of this, oh, you got to race 20 races, and then you can finally buy, you know, a Nissan 240SX. It's,
mm-hmm.
if you see it driving around, you can, like, ghost yourself into it, and bam, new car.
Yeah.
So that's bam. Cool.
Bam. Kind of like Burnout Paradise, open city. Was it, unlock after you go so far?
No, I don't know how they're I know it's
open. Like Grand Theft Auto, like, after you go so far, you unlock the map, or everything's completely open and you just have what you want?
I don't know. Oh, well, I know it's open world, but I don't know, like she said, if it's open like Burnout Paradise was, or if you unlock piece by piece.
Gotcha.
I mean, Paradise was open to an extent. I mean, you didn't start with it. I don't think you started with everything open. I don't remember.
Oh. Well, I know in Forza Horizon you do. So maybe you do in Most Wanted. Sorry if we don't know, guys, but, you know.
You'll figure it out. Get the game.
Yep.
There you go.
So, what were you going to do next week?
Devil May Cry 4. I still have to get that game because I've gotten, like, the beginning intro played. And now I got to finish it.
Oh, yeah. I did.
Because we were talking about that last week, but we didn't actually get to put that up, so.
Speaking of Devil May Cry, I picked up the Devil May Cry HD collection and finally playing through that because I never played the other ones.
Would you get it on the PS2?
PS3. The HD collection.
Oh, I was like, wait a minute, why don't you get that? Duh.
It's awesome. Well, the first one's rough, but I enjoy it so far.
Nothing's in your way. Nothing's obstructing your path. Ha ha!
Let's see, upcoming, as far as what I'll be playing, of course I have a bajillion games on my backlog that are unfinished that I've played like an hour or two into. Of course, yeah, like myself and you guys, we all have gaming ADD, so, you know, we'll buy a game.
My own.
We'll buy a game and not play it for, you know, 3 months, or we'll buy a game and play it for an hour and then...
You
oh,
mean
this,
buy a game, most this, games and don't that, touch them?
That's what I did with Pokemon. I had like an hour into it and then... That was when it first came out, and now I'm finally getting back to it.
You want
to
hear something funny? Yeah. I've bought 50 Shades of Grey. I've read just a hair, like maybe 100, 200 pages over half the book, and I've not read any more.
I thought you were going to finish it.
Yeah, I did too, and then I got ADD.
that's my biggest issue with gaming is, you know, I have like all these games for PS3, and... I'll play them for an hour, 2 hours, get kind of into it, like where it starts to get good, and then I look up at my game collection, like, oh, this case looks shiny, and then I just start playing, you know, a different game. That happens
to me. This is why I play online, because I don't have to finish what I start.
And speaking of EDD, she's up Modern Warfare 3 and is playing that now.
What's up?
It's not like she needs to focus anyways because she sucks at this game, so.
I know.
How can you possibly suck at Call of Duty?
Very easy. I run around, and I run so much on the map that I'm running when I try and pull the trigger, so I can't actually pull my trigger and shoot anyone.
Call of Duty, I suck.
But as for upcoming games, games in my backlog that I need to start playing, Darksiders 2, which I've had for like 3 months and haven't even touched it. That's probably going to be like the next thing I play. And then as for new games, like new releases, definitely probably Black Ops 2.
Ugh.
I know.
You zombie guys.
I just need that quick pace, no brains required shooter.
That's why I got Counter-Strike, like I said.
I was going to say Call of Duty.
Which I realized something the other day is that one of my friends was like, "Oh, I hate Counter-Strike. It's so crap." I'm like, "What are you talking about? It's probably like one of the most difficult competitive games to play." And he's like, "No, it's crap." And then I was like, "You know what? I'm not going to argue with you. It's just I know it's what it is." And then I thought about it. I was like, "Wait, he loves Left 4 Dead. And if you look at Left 4 Dead, it's Counter-Strike with zombies.
With zombie skins, yeah."
I was just like, great, now I'm going to have to point that out to him and make him feel like an idiot. Let's see. So.
You know what? I actually want to re-get just regular Counter-Strike on the computer. I used to play that so religiously. My cousin used to play professionally.
Source or 1.6?
1.6.
Oh, wow.
And him and I used to play. Like, he is who got me into PC gaming, and he used to play professionally. And that's what got me into it, because that's where I got my skills. PC. I'm clarifying.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're not doing so well on Call of Duty right now.
That's because I'm looking at your face.
Ow, my soul.
What soul? I stole it.
Yeah, no, you're not a ginger. Greg has it.
Do what? Technically, gingers don't have any souls, so you can't tell us we steal them. We don't have any.
What do you call a red-headed ninja?
What do you call a redheaded ninja? I don't know what.
A ginger.
Wow. What do gay horses eat?
Hey.
Hey. Anyway, enough of our terrible jokes. That's for another show.
Yeah.
Because I probably have enough to fill up an hour's worth. And we'll probably lose every viewer we have by offending them once I'm done.
Well, good, because if people are watching this podcast, they're doing it wrong.
Sorry, listener.
I don't understand how this works.
I just see this bar going across the screen really slowly.
This podcast sucks.
Oh, I got a kill.
All right,
moving on from that.
Greg brought up this great... Well, you go ahead, Greg.
How am I supposed to... I'm confused. I brought up what? I brought up several things. You have to clarify.
No comment.
EDD's generation.
Oh, yeah. So, since we're coming to the end of the generation, of course, it will most likely be ending next year once the new Xbox and PlayStation come out. I wanted to kind of talk about, you know, games that we weren't really on our radar, but we played them and actually were a good surprise and we enjoyed them. So, anybody want to start off with their surprise of this generation?
Oh, I wanted to talk about my disappointment first.
We can do either one, I don't care.
Okay.
That game I just played?
Every time I play with Amanda, yes.
Well, that depends. If I'm at the gaming store, I play absolutely phenomenal. If I play at home, it's... I thought you had skills. Where did they go? Yeah. It's true, though.
Sure it is. Greg, when do you start?
Okay, so game that disappointed me this generation. Easily, number one disappointment has to go... I had to go with Modern Warfare 2, Call of Duty. Modern Warfare 1, Call of Duty 4 was amazing. Loved the game, played the hell out of it. Sometimes I would go months with only playing that and nothing else. That game was awesome, really fun game, and I doubt there's ever going to be Call of Duty that tops it. And so Modern Warfare 2, when that came out, I was really hyped up for it. That was going to be a great game. I was really excited for it, and it was complete shit. It was
such
a big disappointment. Game-breaking glitches left and right for months at a time. Like
Javelin.
The two main ones that come to mind are the Javelin glitch, where, of course, you can make yourself a suicide bomber when you die, or the care package glitch, where you have pretty much unlimited care packages. So those were ridiculous. And also, one-man army with Danger Close, unlimited, really strong noob tubes. That was just no bueno. So, yeah, Modern Warfare 2 sucked ass.
What was your favorite part about Modern Warfare? Was it the multiplayer or was it the story?
Oh, easily multiplayer. That's why.
I love some of the frickin' maps. They were awesome.
Pretty much any multiplayer game or any first-person shooter, I buy for the multiplayer, not the story. I'll play the story just to feel like I got my money's worth and know what I understand what's going on, but multiplayer is way more important as far as first-person shooters.
Well, adding to you, I love Call of Duty 4, but I think I thoroughly enjoyed the multiplayer. But I really like the story because, I don't know, it felt like a good story in a shooter, and there hasn't really been, I didn't think there was a really good one since Halo 1, and then 4 came in, I was like, holy crap, this is awesome. And then Modern Warfare 2 came out, and by the end of it, I'm like, some people died, I really didn't know who I was playing as. I think the Russians were involved, right? I don't remember.
I just remember shooting up an airport and the game was over.
That actually, I did like the airport scene, in Terminal. That actually was fun, going through and murdering everyone, and then all of a sudden you're like, hey, oh, I'm dead.
Yeah, I did.
You do some stuff.
I walked through and I was like, I could not kill anyone. No, I'm here. I'm walking slow. I got a minigun. Why not? Let's just.
So you farted on everybody? Is that what happened?
No, that's the sound the gun made. Because it's Call of Duty. You sound like guns. They don't even sound like Nerf guns.
Wait, Nerf guns make sound?
Nerf gun?
Exactly.
Ting, ting, ting.
So, Amanda, disappointment, what was yours?
She's speechless.
Everything.
Everything was a disappointment.
Dang it, now I gotta remember what I said last time. Thought process.
You can either do disappointment or, if you can't think of it right away, the biggest surprise this generation. And she's still drawing a blank. The hamster's dead in her head. No, it's like chubby and it's tired laying there like, eh.
Anything on me is chubby? I'm a squirrel anyways.
Did you answer the question?
I think she's just naming off random animals now or something. I heard squirrel, I believe.
Can I pass to George?
George already gave his answer. Didn't he?
I was just elaborating
on yours. Yeah, some and yours. Not oh. Answering your questions.
Okay, well then George, take it away.
Let's see. Gaming disappointment or biggest surprise.
Well, surprise!
I'll actually go with that one because I have one for that one. And that's it's not a specific game, but it's the quality of downloadable titles that are hit since Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network. I tend to buy more downloadable games than I do retail games. Counter-Strike Go. I just bought Machinarium last week that came out on the PlayStation Network. Limbo, Splosion Man, Braid. Pretty much anything by the guys who do Splosion Man. I forgot their name. I met them. Twisted Pixel. Those guys are awesome. I met them.
Where'd you meet them at?
PAX.
In Boston?
Yeah, not this year, but last year.
Nerd.
They just, PAX was awesome.
Nerd.
So. Nerd. A guy talking about gaming on a podcast, no way.
Nerd.
On the Alienware laptop with the Razer headset.
With the matching accessories.
Yeah.
I'm not using any accessories right now.
You're not using a headset?
Nerd.
I don't have any of the matching accessories right now.
Anyway, so.
Anyways, the Twisted Pixel guys, the quality of downloadable games and for what you pay, I think has definitely shown that you don't need, you know, $1 million budget to make something awesome.
To make a good game, yeah.
To make even a fantastic game. Like, Braid is easily one of my favorite games. And if people bought, like, a PlayStation or a 360, I'd tell them to buy, like, a $50 either points card or PlayStation card and recommend them a whole bunch of stuff to buy instead of, you know, spending all that money on one game. They'd get more out of their money doing that way.
See, I think that's what – this generation, that's what I've missed out on the most so far is the – I mean, I've heard great things about, you know, the arcade games, the smaller, like, indie titles and stuff. Mm-hmm. On both PSN Store and Xbox Marketplace, but I've never gotten into them. I've never been big into the small time games that you can buy for, you know, like $10 or $15. So I should probably actually look into those, even though my backlog will just grow to even bigger monstrosity.
Well, that's part of the thing with them too, is a lot of them, I mean, they're short, but it's one of those that it's like it's short but it's sweet. And, you know, most people complain, it's like, oh, I bought this $60 game and I only beat it in 4 hours. Well, I bought Journey and it was like $15-$20. I beat it in like 2-3 hours. And I was like, man, it was such a fantastic game. I didn't care. It was $50. And I'm actually going to buy it again because they just released the collector's edition that comes with all the games that company has made and the soundtracks for like $30-$40. Just because it was that good. I'm wanting money again. And then I'm going to go buy the CD for the soundtrack anyways.
Yeah, I definitely need to take
it. Give them your money.
Well, they're going to give me a shirt, hopefully, like when I buy the CD, so.
I definitely need to take a look at the small time games because I've missed out on a lot of those.
Yeah.
So that's a good surprise then, I guess. Amanda, has your hamster woken up yet?
No.
Well, do you have a disappointment, Craig? Well, I think of a... Or a surprise was
surprise for me. Disappointment I already went over with Modern Warfare 2. Surprise though, I would have to say there's been a couple, but one that really sticks out of my mind is Darksiders, the first one. When it first came out, I completely ignored it, didn't pay any attention to it, didn't care about it, wasn't on my radar. Bought it brand new for like $20 a year after it had been out and played it. And I really enjoyed it. It was a really good game. It's pretty much like God of War combat and Zelda puzzles. So like God of War and Zelda have a baby, and it's
it's kind of cartoony, but it's more mature. That actually does sound like the baby of Zelda and God of War.
So it's a good game though. Fun, like fast-paced combat with like kind of like hack and slash combat, and then you also, like I said, have some puzzles here and there. Probably the single player for Darksiders 1, you're looking at roughly 8 to 12 hours, depending on how much you explore the world. Because you have like different stages and different dungeons, but it's pretty like free to explore and go wherever you want. So definitely Darksiders was a surprise that I liked.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty fun game, but most of it I played through. I got like halfway through it and gaming ADD took over.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, hamster girl.
Hamsters aren't working right now. My hamsters have gone home.
You are home.
But, no, the hamsters have gone home. The hamsters don't live here. I don't like rats.
You have a chihuahua. That's close enough.
That is true.
No, that's not true. She's from your country.
She's not from my country.
She's from your country.
Well, you gotta think of something. Come on. It's not that hard.
There's literally no game that surprised you or disappointed you in the last 6 years. I guess not.
Really?
Not off the top of my head, really.
Didn't you say something about like Zelda on the Wii? You didn't like it or something?
I hate the controls. Oh, there we go.
Like dangling a carrot.
The controls are absolutely terrible. Like, why do you have a wire in the middle? That's like, well, we were going to talk about controls here in a little while. Why do you have a control that's connected by a cord that is not in one thing whatsoever? It makes no sense whatsoever. Frickin' ever. I don't know why I just censored myself, but it's okay. Why do I want to point the controller and aim to shoot and then try and figure out what to do with my other hand and try and... It just doesn't work. Doesn't work whatsoever. The story's still kind of okay, but it's still very confusing sometimes, in my opinion.
Talking about Twilight Princess or Skyward Sword?
Both are still confusing, in my opinion.
Okay. And she likes Zelda.
I love Zelda. Even whenever I was still doing the Skyward Swords, like, Christmas of... I guess it was this year is when it came out. I was doing the intro of it. I was like, this is freaking retarded. I don't even want to play this game right now. It's angering me. And it's Christmas Day. I'm going home. It was enough to make me say, screw this. I'm not playing.
Wow.
And I was stoked to play.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. We got one. Yay.
Yay. Making progress.
Now we got to find a surprise. Let's see.
Thinking.
Watch out.
I'm going to hurt myself.
League of Legends, maybe?
Well, I just came onto that with them like the past year, so I wouldn't really call that much of a surprise. If you call that a surprise, it's going to be a surprise I was actually enjoy playing it. Because that's not normally a game style that I enjoy.
MOBAs. Well, then I would say that qualifies.
Yeah.
True. If you want to go with that, because I'm always been into first-person shooters, and Zelda isn't even normally my style because of the type that it is. But for some reason, that's my style. First-person shooter, hand it to me all day long. I'm game. Tekken, all day long. Zelda, meh. The only reason that is my brother got me into that one.
Oh, I have a disappointment.
What is that?
Oh my god, it's an epiphany.
I was going to go with Medal of Honor, but I got something better. Which, oh. Because she was talking about Nintendo and Touch stuff, is the DS.
3DS?
No, just the DS. I love the Game Boy Advance. I love handheld games. It's like Game Boy Pocket and, you know, Game Boy Advance. And I, you know, I have a PSP and I have a DSi, but I just don't like the DS. Especially one of my favorite games, well, Zelda again on the DS. My favorite Zelda is Wind Waker.
Mm-hmm.
And the sequels to it are technically the DS ones. And when you play them on the DS, I was like, oh, cool, I can move around with the D-pad and attack with A and B. No, you can't. You have to do, like, all the attacks and stuff on the freaking touchscreen. I'm like, no, I don't want to do this. Don't force me to use these crappy motion controls. Let me just use the D-pad and the A and B. No, I can't do that. And that's what I hated about the DS. It's just there's so many games that they just force you to have to play it that way. And I don't like that because it's not precise. You know, it's a touchscreen. And just this is... it turned me off from the DS, and there's a few games on the DS I do enjoy, like Rhythm Heaven, and I just started getting into Pokemon.
That game is so fun.
I love Rhythm Heaven. God, what's a... But, God, the DS is just... I know people love it, and they thoroughly enjoy it, but it wasn't that for me. For loving Nintendo's handheld as much as I did the last ones, and then the DS came, and I was just like, you're a disappointment. I have no reason I want to play you. And, yeah, that's it for me. Just, the DS. Why did you screw up Zelda?
Okay, so sounds like we all have our disappointments, like Shitty Modern Warfare 2, and our surprises.
No,
surprise!
What a surprise we had from Amanda there. Alright, do we have, you didn't come up with a real surprise.
She said, League of Legends.
Surprised I liked it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, more like surprised I like the MOBA style, with, like, the Dota maps and everything.
I'm gonna pretend I know Dota.
I don't like know the Dota style mapping? Like, I don't know.
I know defensive. What the hell is MOBA?
The MOBA style? Like... 3v3 or the 5v5, like where you have...
What does it stand for? Or does it stand for anything?
We're going to Google this. Because it stands for something. Hang on. I'm going to mute my mic and I'm going to yell.
Lewis, what does MOBA stand for?
Doesn't help muting her mic if she's sitting next to you.
I know.
Okay. Multiplayer Online Battle Arena.
Okay, for people listening here, we are hardcore gamers, I swear, okay?
We can just edit all this out.
There, it's okay. You can do that too.
No, we're just going to leave it.
Okay, also, my hair should naturally be blonde. I'm sure you guys are coming to that realization.
Yes, now. I should have known when we worked at GameStop, but no.
Do what?
I should have realized from when we worked at GameStop, but no.
That's funny. Shut up.
Okay, so.
But no, normally what you'll do, I play the 3v3 maps. You'll have two main lanes. What I prefer is bottom lane. My boyfriend normally plays top lane. You'll play your lanes.
Hey,
you
let's
tower.
Keep this family friendly, please.
No.
Runs middle lane.
Nobody runs middle. Nobody runs middle, but somebody will solo top lane. You'll have two people go bottom lane. You will have towers that you defend. There is a total of five towers. There'll be two bottom towers, two top towers, and then there'll be a main one, and then you'll have a total of three.
Destroy the main one to win, right?
Inhibitor. You have to destroy five towers total, and then you have three inhibitors.
Destroy the...
Well, you have to destroy at least three of the towers, and you have to destroy at least two inhibitors. Just look it up online.
Okay. I was just always wondering, I have a friend who played it, I was always wondering why they didn't just go for the inhibitor and try to win instead of not dicking around with the towers.
I mean, you could straight up flash in and destroy one of their inhibitors, but good luck just trying to destroy that. It takes at least, I think the shortest we have ever destroyed something was like 13 minutes.
Wow.
It was, that was the fastest with a shitty team, and the highest level we got to, like, building our champions, I think was like level 12, 14. At the highest level, you max out is 18.
Wow.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
My feet are vibrating.
Oh, that's a phone call. Oh. Well, I think with all the MOBA-ing and DOTA-ing and crappy games, I think we're good for this week, guys. What say you?
Yo, say who?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying we're running up on our time here. That's what I'm trying to say for you guys.
All right. Girl. I get the cut of your jib. I am picking up what you are throwing down.
I feel ya.
So, yeah, this time we didn't have a ridiculous amount of sneezing or dropping of the conversation. So.
Yeah, sorry for the week delay, everybody. We had... certain technical difficulties. George and Amanda's fault.
Thanks, Greg.
More like dropping.
So yeah, hopefully this should turn out to be a weekly podcast now that we're not running on crappy internet.
George.
Sorry. At least it wasn't my internet. I have good internet at home. So
you can't record from home.
I could always record from home.
Because instead of dropping, he couldn't have drove 5 minutes and just went home.
No, it's like 10 minutes, especially with the traffic on Ben. Anyways.
Yeah, get it right. Jeez, gosh.
Anyways. So, hopefully we'll see you guys here next week. And did we ever decide on a name?
Maybe we can get some user-submitted names from some listeners.
Yeah, we'll let you guys pick for us.
Because, you know, our hamsters suck at this, apparently. So
my hamsters are never home.
So, if you guys, the people who listen to this, and viewers apparently, would like to leave some recommendations for the title of this podcast. I mean, we could always go the easy way and call it the Game Escape Podcast, but you know, we want to try to be somewhat original. Somewhat,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Feel free to leave a comment either on the GameScape's Facebook page or the podcast page and let us know if you have any names you'd like to submit.
Did we get the Facebook page set up?
We kind of need a name before we can set up a Facebook page.
Well, we can edit the name.
Can we?
Sure, yes. I don't see why not.
I can change my name when I get married, can't I?
I don't know.
Girls get married often, don't they?
I don't know about Facebook. It's weird.
Ignore.
No.
Anyway, so Yeah, well,
George Johnson know about girls getting married?
We're trying to get a Facebook page of some sort set up soon. That way, if you guys have comments or questions, you can contact us on there. We'd like to start getting some kind of user or listener submitted feedback. That way, maybe we can do like a question a week from somebody, and go over their question, and then like earlier George was saying, we can maybe have you guys come up with a name for us.
Yep. So, anything else we need to cover, lady and gentlemen?
No.
I believe we're good till next week.
Okay.
This is Salvador out.
Mandy's out.
And Greg. Everyone AKA Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
Hot Pocket.
Bye.
Bye,
Bye, lovers.